All right. Welcome to Stratum Radio. My name is Scott McKenzie, and we're continuing our series on last mile configuration of Infor's EAM system and end user adoption. Very important. The last episode that we did was front end configuration. Now we're going to venture on into back end configuration of one-off corporate business rules, because you know there are one-off corporate business rules. So let's get going. This is featuring a gentleman by the name of Mike Schneider. He's with Stratum Consulting. He's a wealth of knowledge, incredible insight. You can't go wrong. Reach out to Stratum Consulting. That's stratumcp.com. And find out more, because they're great, great people. Okay, we're going into the episode of back-end configuration of one-off corporate business rules. Now, you know as well as I do, if you've ever been a part of an implementation, there's always unique business rules that have to be captured within the system. Michael Schneider does an excellent job at explaining why that's important and how, you know, once again, it gets down to user adoption. If you don't get the user adoption, if you're not being able to pull that information out of the system, then, you know, it's just it's not a good situation to be in. So let's get going with the interview. Let's go get going with the back-end configuration podcast. So here is Michael Schneider. Enjoy. All right, welcome back to Stratum Radio. And you know as well as I do, because you're listening to Stratum Radio right now and you're listening to the series that is specifically dedicated to the last mile configuration that supports end user adoption. Big title, very important. And once again, we have a gentleman by the name of Michael Schneider with Stratum Consulting, and he's going to lay down some truth bombs here specifically to that topic. So let's our last interview, we talked about that front-end configuration, that creating that user experience, that usability, and the importance of that, and doing it, and just grinding it out, and removing the inefficiencies and getting that system so that me, let's say I'm an end user, I want to use that system. I want to, and I gain that information that it makes my job easier, and that's what we were talking about in the last episode. This episode, we're going to be talking a little bit about back-end configurations for one-off corporate business rules. Now, right off the bat, define that for the listeners.
So what are the back-end business rules? So when you're putting information into the system, you may have some different data that needs to be validated based on how your business does a process. And whether I hit it with a mobile application, or I hit it with a browser-based application, or a client-server version of the application, I want to make sure that those business rules are enforced exactly the same way. So when I fill in a specific type, I want to make sure the statuses that go along with that type are identical, so that they match, so that the data doesn't violate any of the business rules that we've implemented for our system. I know that sounds a little...
No. You got to have business rules. I mean, you can't just have a Wild West in your system. I mean, it's like, yeah, I completed. I got this status. That doesn't work. That makes no sense. And once again, back to the original conversation we had about the usability, the front end, right? Well, you got to have these rules consistently applied throughout your system. How does a company ensure these back-end configuration of business rules are successful and apply, and how do you manage that?
So Infor has, within its EAM product, has the ability to put essentially database triggers on the data in the system. So when you insert data, you update data, or you delete data, it's going to enforce that the data is correct and proper and meets the standards that your organization has asked you to implement. You can't rely on the front end to be able to do that, because there's multiple front ends that are hitting the system. You could have data loads, you could have other sorts of things, but enforcing them in the back end through the SQL database that sits there is very important. And what you get for an industry may be slightly different than what you have for a specific organization that's trying to implement their tier. So their relationship between their organizations and their divisions and their crews that go out and do the actual work. If you don't have those rules built into the database so that the data is correct and proper, you're gonna be violating some of the tenets of how you want to collect that data, because you want your reports and your analysis and your and your statistics to be correct. If you're allowing it to be, like you said, the Wild Wild West, then you know bad data in, you get garbage reports out.
And I got to be truthful. You listeners out there, I've got to be truthful with you. I've experienced the necessity to clean data, and you don't want to do that. you wanted to find this up front. Trust me when you go through that, because if you've ever been a part of the cleaning of data, you know that there are better things to do with your time except for, but you got to clean the data if you're going to be doing it. And this is what Michael's saying, is that let's get it up front. Let's do it right up front. Create those business news. Now, Michael, we talked about, you know, that user experience. What team comprises of this, you know, ability to be able to sort of that back-end configuration business rule approach? What does that look like? It's not so, me.
So it's the project manager and the analyst that's working with your business specialists, the people who understand your business, you know, the folks that are going to actually be using the reports and the information that you have. You know, this is not necessarily the end user. These are the decision makers within your organization, those guys who need to be able to show improvement in how they're managing their assets, making sure that the assets are being monitored on an appropriate basis, that they're being inspected correctly, that we're getting images or pictures of what's happening so that we can answer the regulatory requirements that come to you if you're, say, a pharmaceutical or a government agency or Huge. Somebody like that, or managing wastewater. If you don't get those, if you don't get the data in there correctly, then when you report out to your regulators, you're going to have
Now, I would imagine a part of the ability to be able to ensure data integrity, data cleanliness. Do you also configure the system with these business rules to be able to auto-populate when applicable?
Without a doubt, that's where the front end configurations that we talked about before. So those same business rules that you're putting in the back end, well, we're going to simplify them a little bit and put them in the front end as well, so that we're getting an immediate feedback when you're violating a business rule, rather than waiting. The back end, what's going to happen is you're going to get that feedback when you save the record, because it's hidden in the database. But when we deal with the front end, what we're going to do is, as soon as you tab out of that field, we're going to run that same business rule, validate it, and give an immediate response back to the end user. So the same business rule, they just exist two different places within the system, and they've got to.
Yeah. So when I draw the data from the database, right, and I'm pulling information that's relevant to my decision making process, whatever that interface looks like, how am I, as an end user, are assured that that data reflects accurate information? How do you do that?
Well, you've got to have done the work up front to make sure that when that data got put in there, it was validated before it actually hits your system. If you don't validate it before it hits your system, then you're going to end up having garbage. And by being able to create additional fields on the screens, by being able to create additional columns in the database, by being able to create additional tables to be able to store some ancillary information, and having actually a good sound data model, then you're going to be able to run reports that are good, sound, and realistic. And Infor EAM gives you that ability to be able to build extra columns into tables, build extra fields onto screens, be able to build those additional tables that you need, all the things that you need to be able to create a correct and proper database. Third normal form, if you want to get geeky.
Yeah. I could understand database, but third normal form. Well, that went right over my bald head. but here's the funny thing. That same discipline that you applied to define the business rules at the beginning of this implementation and through the implementation can be applied when you're looking at new business rules, and that has to be applied because it's not a business is not meant to be static. So I would imagine, correct me if I'm wrong, Michael, that there will be a necessity to sort of apply the same logic throughout, you know, whatever the right. tenure of the
system. Yeah, one of the things that Stratum does is when we build these business rules, we build them in a very consistent way. And we store them in a library. So if you're going to enforce this same similar pattern of a rule in one place in the application, you can use that same pattern over again when you apply a rule elsewhere within the application. Love so it. we build on that capability. And when we deliver the products to the customers, some of them, you know, will actually take the code that we've built and extend it out themselves with a little bit of support, a little bit of training from Stratum so that they can save on some of those consulting dollars.
Because listeners out there, just recognize if you compromise that discipline, then all of a sudden, then you begin to impact in a negative way the database and the data in general and the integrity of the system. So it's imperative that, you know, once again, we're gonna wrap this up. Reach out to the Michael Schneiders of the world at Stratum to ensure that that doesn't get compromised. And it's not a big deal. I mean, come on. It's just, it's professionalism in a system that you've got to be able to pull that information out. So, okay. The first series that we did, that configuration, that front end configuration, we talked about the back end configuration, the data. And now we're going to, in the third of this series, quick and easy integrations for saving time and data entry. Big, I like the flow. So stay tuned. We're going to be back with another in this particular series of creating that last mile configuration, which is important for end user adoption, which is really important. So stay tuned.